We are coming to you from the World Cafe live today, surrounded by our World Cafe special producers. We have a band with us that are simultaneously old friends and something brand new. The Wallflowers released their first album 20 years ago in 1992. Their next album, Bringing Down the Horse, got completely out of hand with amazing songs like One Headlight, Three Marlenas, and The Difference. It went quadruple platinum because it was 1997 and people still bought CDs. They continued to release successful albums, some that didn't connect, and then there was a hiatus of 7 or so years. Jake released a couple of solo CDs. Rami Jaffe played with the Foo Fighters. Everyone was busy. And now they're back with a really great new album called Glad All Over. Some new members and a new sound. Please warmly welcome back the Wallflowers.
Thank you.
Wallflowers are playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's just another example about how great this new album sounds. Glad all over. Jake, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's good to be back.
We have a four-piece Wallflowers today. Rami's busy, huh?
Rami had a commitment.
Ah.
Yeah, but he'll be right back tomorrow, I think.
Excellent, excellent. So 7 years ago when you went on hiatus, was getting back together always part of the plan?
Yeah, it was. We didn't really anticipate that it would be that long of a stop.
It was just people doing other things.
Yeah, I think we thought it might be 6 months or a year.
Really?
Maybe two, three, and it just kept going. But, you know, we'd always gotten along. We were always in touch. We even played together in different arrangements. It was just kind of hard to find the right time to get us all with a clean plate in front of us with nothing else going on.
You made a couple of solo albums, which were very different, a lot quieter, more of a somber tone to them. Did doing that kind of turn you maybe a little bit back towards being in the band again? Or?
I don't think it was. It wasn't a reaction. I wanted to do those records.
Yeah.
And it's something else I can do, you know, but I can't do what the band does in that arrangement and vice versa. It's just, there's lots of different things you want to get to eventually.
So what were the conversations about getting back together and making a new record like?
Well, it was usually over dinner. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a good mood at dinner. You know, we just talk about where we left off, and we just talk about maybe unlearning some things that we wished we hadn't learned along the way, and kind of come back with fresh ears and fresh eyes, and you know, just think about a lot of the music that we liked that we hadn't gotten to yet.
All right. How did you choose the title for this? Because, I mean, it is an upbeat album. I guess that must have had something to do with it.
Well, Glad All Over just kind of stuck around for a long time. They tend to make a list, and then you kind of wait and see what you don't change your mind about. There's always one that sticks around longer than the other ones, and it sounded positive, but also it's typically vague, too. It has, you can interpret that a couple ways, Glad All Over.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Wallflowers are our guests, and what do you want to do next?
We'll play something a little more familiar.
Cool.
This is called Sleepwalker.
Thank you.
spotlight. I know it's only a matter of time until I know I'm bound to open up my eyes. Well, Jenny's sleeping, dreaming. Cupid, don't drop back your bow. Sam Cooke didn't know what I know. I'll never be your Valentine. Steve Walker and me.
You indeed know that one, Sleepwalker. So you guys have actually been out for a while, and what's it like playing the older songs with this lineup? It must be kind of cool.
It's better than ever.
Yeah.
Well, it really is.
I mean, it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Stuart has toured with the group for quite some time, but we haven't made a record since he's been 7 years, Stuart, maybe?
Mr. Stuart Mathis.
Stuart Mathis, how many years have you been with us?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they finally let me in the band. It was great.
Yeah. It's a lot of 8 years of hazing for Stuart.
It was rough.
But then Jack's the new guy, so you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You have an amazing legacy. I mean, 20 years.
It's a long time to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Heck, even what I'm doing. Now, you worked with Jay Joyce on this record in Nashville. You... went to Dan Auerbach's studio. Did you guys work differently on this record than you have in the past?
Well, a little bit in that, for starters, we went to Nashville without any songs, which is new for us.
Yeah.
Usually it's better to have songs than not, I suppose, but I had a lot of lyrics, which is a good starting point, and, you know, we just worked most of it out in the rooms. We didn't, and that doesn't mean that it was hasty or anything, it just means that I think we, at this point, are pretty good at doing that. And Jay has a history with the group too. He plays in Bring Down the Horse and Breach as a guitar player.
Now, when you came with all those lyrics, are you a pretty quick study on lyrics, or do you like work over them and over them?
I work over and over.
Do you?
Over. Yeah. Sometimes it's a good idea, sometimes it's not.
Does it drive you crazy?
Yes. It does.
I like to talk about things that drive people crazy. It's great. So what's next? You want to do something else new?
Yep, this is first one in the car, for reals.
As we roll from the city, Under the stars, you go on down the boulevard. I say, may God be the first one in the car. May he be the last one out of ours. As we go down from Wishing, the city will stop making use of these open arms. With you here doing this, the impression that my face went down on your lips. Now as we roll from the city under the stars and go on down the boulevard, I say, may God be the first one in the car. May he be the last one out of ours. And as we come down from Wishing, stop making use of these open hearts. I say, may God be the first one in the car. May he be the last one out of ours. The last one out of ours. The last one out of ours. May God be the last one to get out of ours.
The good news about that is I was so distracted that I got the words right.
Well, any song that features girls in back seats,
right? You know, thanks for noticing.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. So we mentioned that Rami Jaffe isn't here today, but you and he are the remains of the first band that you guys had on that first album, and. Even back then, he seemed to be a guy who had commitments. He was doing other things, but he always wanted to play with you. And how did you meet him? How did the two of you guys first get together?
Well, in Los Angeles at that time, not to date myself, the very, very late 80s, like the last minute of the 80s, there wasn't anybody playing that Hammond that he has. And that's something the other three of us at the time wanted. I think now you got lots of choices.
Yeah.
But at the time, not only did most people not in our pocket of people, not only had most people not they didn't have a B3, but they almost hadn't even heard of one. But there was a rumor about a guy around town who had one. But even then, he played with like 12 bands. It was hard to get a meeting.
What was that time like for you? Was it? I'm sure it was really exciting getting that first record out, but I remember interviewing you at the time, and you hated being interviewed. And
we've come so far, right? But it's going better now, right? Right?
I would think so.
Yeah. This is going great. We both learned so much since then, though.
But what was that like for you?
Well, there wasn't a whole lot to talk about at the time, so it kind of put me in an awkward position.
You know, and if they wanted to talk about anything, they want to talk about your father, and you had no track record. So.
Well, I didn't have much to talk about, but yeah, I never really minded too much if the questions were good and they're relevant. That's kind of the misunderstanding, is that I won't talk about it, but because that isn't true. I just don't get asked the right questions.
There you go. Well, I was also thinking when you put pretty much a new band together for Make and Bring It Down the Horse, which was 4 years later. Was that a little like putting this album together? Was that like a restart?
This record?
No, Bringing Down the Horse.
Was that like restarting over at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were young on our first record anyway. I didn't think we were running out of time. We were only 21 or 22 at the time anyhow.
Right.
And the group had kind of fallen apart. It needed to get better. I think that the people who were there knew that, and it took time to kind of suss itself out. And the band had lost a record deal, which back then those things really counted.
Right.
So, you know, it didn't seem like an eternity. We needed new songs. We didn't. The first record was really the first 10, 12 songs I'd written, so we needed more.
And you made that with T-Bone, T-Bone Burnett, and he's an old family friend that you knew him and trusted him?
Yeah, and boy, he obviously had quite a track record anyhow.
Yeah, even at that point.
But I don't think he was doing us a favor. I hope he liked what he heard. It certainly worked out well for everybody.
Well, gee, can you do one from that album?
I think we probably could. Let's see. I'm sure we've played this one with you before, but it's never going to feel like this time. I mean that.
I lost my only friend. But since she died easy, a broken heart disease, as I listen to the cemetery trees. Oh, I seen the sun coming up at the funeral at dawn of the long, broken arm human law. And I wondered why she hung around in this place.
Oh, thank you, guys. Hey, it's really important to note that that's also in the original key. After 40, you guys start dropping their keys. Same key.
The Wallflowers, Mr. Jack Irons on the drums. Greg Richling on the bass. Stuart Mathis on the guitar. And Mr. Jacob Dylan.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new album. Thanks a lot for being here.
All right, thank you so much, too.
And thanks to our special producers of the World Cafe.
Thank you, everybody.
The Wallflowers live on stage at World Cafe Live. Thanks to the band and thanks to our audience of special producers. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.